I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Not getting behind the wheel after drinking is the best choice. But if you're pulled over, the next best choice is to call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sasha?
Yes.
Hey, this is Casey Ryback. I'm the guy that put the biorecycling unit into your house. I just wanted to check and see how things are going with it.
The what? Sorry?
The biorecycling unit?
I'm sorry. I don't know what that is.
They should have explained it to you when you moved in. It's really cool, but it takes your sewage from, like, your toilet and stuff, converts it into your drinking water and your shower water and everything else. It's like the newest and green innovation.
No one told me that when I moved in. I think I would definitely remember if someone told me that I was drinking sewage. What's your name?
Casey.
Casey?
Yeah, and the builder should have told you. How long have you been in your house now?
Like 4 weeks.
Oh.
Why? What?
4 weeks?
Yeah?
That is not good.
Why?
The guys at the plant just turned on your conversion switch a week ago.
Okay. What the hell does that mean?
Can I just be blunt with you here for a second?
Yeah.
For most of the time in your new house, you've been showering and drinking what we in the business call butt water.
Excuse me? What the hell is butt water?
Straight water from your sewage that you've been showering in and drinking.
So, like, my own
I'm sorry.
Wow. I'm seriously, like, I've been showering and drinking and, like, cooking with this
Well, I guess, yeah, technically, yes.
We were never told bio recycling. Like,
if you moved in early, it could be your own fault that you've been showering in butt water.
How is it my own fault? I didn't even know about it.
You should have called us when you moved in.
How could I call you when I don't even know you exist?
Okay, well, you should really be familiar with the house you're moving into, especially with new technology like biorecycling.
I can't know things that weren't told to me about this house. You can't not inform someone and then tell them that it's their own fault they've been drinking their own
I do want to let you know, drinking butt water can actually be nutritious for you, because 4 out of 5 dentists actually recommend that you gargle with butt water.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's good for the teeth.
There is no possible way that gargling with your own feces is, like, good for you. I'm going to puke.
If you do it into the toilet. That way it'll get recycled into.
Oh, my God, don't even.
Hey, Sasha, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. I'm Moving 92.5, doing a phone tap on you.
What?
It's a joke. You're not.
And wait.
Your husband set you up.
Oh, my God. I seriously thought I'd been drinking for, like, the past 3 weeks.
Sasha, the technical term is butt water.
Okay. Sorry. I'm so happy that I haven't been drinking butt water.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.